You are now tuned in to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome back to Old Car Wax Sports Edition, where we'll be talking about a different type of tournament that went on at the same time that the NBA draft was going on. I didn't watch it, but Sean did. So Sean, talk about the 3-on-3.
Yeah, so the big three, this is going to be our first time talking about it. So the big three is basically a 3-on-3 tournament created, co-founder, co-owner is Ice Cube. The funny part about that is the Olympics just did their 3-on-3, just officially said they were going to start doing their 3-on-3 also. So Ice Cube is ahead of the game. I got around to, I look at it because here's the thing, y'all can hate on it now. But if y'all basketball fans and y'all young basketball fans, those players that you thought was hard, oh, this is a perfect example. These little rookies that's coming in this draft this year, it's going to be like three or four of them that's going to get drafted. It's going to be three or four of them that's going to be drafted to the big three in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, I remember this dude. He's pretty decent. So, for example, so I decided to get around to watching it. And the three-headed monsters got a really good squad.
But did
they
you see all the injuries?
Right, right.
Speaking
I'm about to get
Jason
into that.
Williams, yeah.
I'm about to get into that. So they had the three-headed monsters. The three-headed monster squad had Jason Williams, had Kwame Brown. It had Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. And it had, like, two more other cats. And it had Gary Payton coaching. Jason Williams was coming to the basket, and he was going for, like, a little fake layup. And he came off of his left leg really wrong. And, like, twisted, sprained, or some shit.
What?
Now, this man 38 years old. So, of course, not considering we are going to have injuries. You know what I'm saying? These are grown men. But also, it was good. It was good to see your players that you remembered and you liked. And the NBA didn't show them the respect that they should have when they was in the league. And it's good to see that... That they're having fun, man. They out there, and it's like they want to do this, dog. They're having fun with it. The arena was sold out. It really felt like a regular game.
Is it a Barclays Center?
Yeah, it really felt like a regular game.
In Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Oh yeah, Barclays.
They hand checking, you know. So the defense is serious out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that because I grew up with the hand check. Like, these days when you're playing in the street, man, you got your hands on me.
So what you're saying is you don't think it's going to end up like the XFL?
I do not. I don't, because they have superstar, veteran, legend players. Not only that, I believe that basketball, you can't lose with basketball.
So I don't need to see these old dudes back on the court, though. Why?
Especially like all those injuries. It wasn't just Jason Williams who were injured himself. It was like
I think Coutinho got a little quick ankle injury.
So
like these guys are way too old. They're gonna hurt. They're just gonna hurt themselves.
But this is what I'm saying. Outside of them playing on TV, they still play every day.
I'm fine with that. Go play on your off time, bro, and then go sell cars or some shit. I'm good with that. If I want to see a 3-on-3, I want to see a 3-on-3. With current players to say, now you got restrictions. Within the circle, 1 point. 3-pointers, 2 points. You got 12 seconds.
I disagree.
You got
I think it's
12
fun.
Seconds.
I think it's fun to watch. I think just because you're out of the NBA doesn't mean you have to stop playing. I believe if you still have that drive and you still have that will, why not? I'm for it. I'm for it because this goes back to rap, MCing, hip hopping. Just because a motherfucker done hit 35, now you can't rap no more?
No, I'm not saying that. If you got skills.
But rap doesn't take using
physical.
Your legs.
It's not
and
physical,
yeah.
Okay, so is the only problem injuries? Is that what we're saying?
Well, injuries and the ability of stamina to keep up with
somebody who's like 20 in the early 20s, and you really going to think your old ass 39,
it's half court.
40 something. Yeah. You know how quick that is? That's quicker than a full court.
But it's less, it's tiring, but it's still less physical endurance on you.
Half court.
I mean, if I want to watch a half court basketball game, I'll just go outside and watch a pickup.
I'll sit on the bench and see a pickup like that. I want to see the quickness of the half court. And these old cats ain't got the quickness. They're using their body.
Right, their skill.
Whatever they have left. It slows the game down in a sense.
It's a half court game.
I got you.
It's supposed to be slow.
But these old dudes going to, once again, injure themselves, especially if you're playing with people with high skill level that they don't have anymore. They got skill. I'm not saying denying their skill, but you got high skill level people that you now competing with. But again, I'm just stating what I know. I haven't seen it. So when I see it, I can have a more educated opinion on it.
Right.
But if I see what I thought I saw, I'd be like, I don't want to see this shit.
Okay, so to you guys' point, yes, it is old men playing basketball. Okay, yeah. For me personally, not all the players were great players when they was in the league, but I see past NBA players with skills, and I also see it as a way for older NBA players about to leave the league to be like, you know what, I can still be in my basketball circle. You know, I can still, I don't know, man. I just see a lot of good points in it.
So you like the nostalgia of it, because that's all it really is.
I like the fact that it can continue on and it can get bigger. I see that they can add two more teams next year. I see this bigger than the WNBA. Like,
that's not really saying much.
But it is. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I'm not.
It's the first game. You know, I don't expect a lot of people to see the view that I'm seeing. You know, to your point, it could be like the XFL. You know what I'm saying? It could be like the Canadian Football League, the Arena Football League. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a possibility for that. But I feel like Ice Cube is doing it. One, I feel like we're in a time now where it's so many people playing ball to where you can't get enough ball no more. It's not just enough ball. Like,
so it's different. It's good that it's different.
Why can't you just have a big three tournament with just basketball players, younger basketball players that are not in the NBA but are still like damn near good to be in the NBA?
Because
like
who's really gonna watch it then? So if I have half man, half amazing,
right?
No, I don't.
Well, the Dunk King,
but I heard it was good. You told me it was good. You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing that's really drawing me to it.
So maybe you have like Allen Iverson or Gary Payton. They still be the coaches, but then you got these guys that they picked up from all around the world, and then they show their skills. But they'll be more entertaining to watch because they'll be better at their younger ages.
And you looking at a league that someone said, "Damn, did you see the 3-on-3? We need to talk to that guy. We need somebody like that on the Miami Heat."
Give him like an and-one field. Give him a little bit more freedom to do some moves.
But see, that's not what they're doing. That's not their range that they're going for. Their goal isn't to reach the young folks with the old players. The goal for this 3-on-3 thing, the goal was to get past basketball players who still play ball to give them that still feel that y'all can still play, and if y'all wanted to still play, this gives you an option. It's not about, okay, let's get young college players to come so we can get the name going, or let's beat out the NBA, or let's beat out the NBA Summer League.
Let's help these old guys to show people they still got a little game.
No, to show people that you don't have to quit after you leave the game.
But they're not quitting. They're just not on TV.
But to show other people, to show people that's actually watching it. There's Carlos Boozer. Mm-hmm. Perfect example. Because Kwame Brown's playing. Carlos Boozer could pick up a team next year and be out there. And they can fuck around and make it to the championship. And you be like, you know what? He was trash as hell in the NBA. Or I wasn't really feeling him in the NBA.
Carlos Boozer was averaging 20 and 10. He was definitely not trash.
Right. I'm not per se calling him trash. But a person would be like, you know what? I didn't really see him in the league. Or they didn't really promote him in the league like that. But three-on-three, I like the way he's doing it.
For Kwame Brown's case, he's probably like in his mid to late 30s. So yeah. Of course, he could look better playing against Allen Iverson, who's in his mid 40s or whatnot.
I will definitely say this. I did watch the game because he plays on the Three-Headed Monsters. Kwame Brown's still trash. So he still a clumsy goof troop out there, like completely. He's still big as hell.
So that's why I'm saying it's not going to last. I get it. There's a couple of guys you like. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of guys I haven't seen, and they're still trash. But then there's maybe one or two that you like to see. Scottie Pippen may be out there. Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen is not going to look like Scottie Pippen of old. They're just paying half court. You're going to get tired of that. I don't mind looking at it, but I'll get tired of that. If I'm looking at the Olympics, that's what I want to see. Because you're going to get either the college guys, you're going to get maybe some NBA guy. You're going to get some guys that's going to have high energy, and you'll be like, yo, that's what I see on the court. If I go to the polo grounds, I go down in anywhere,
right,
and I see that pickup game. These guys are sweating it out and scoring for fun. But now you got an opportunity. I ain't running down the court. I got a limited amount of time, and I got a structure that says you're not getting twos and threes. You're getting ones and twos. So you're going to have to do it quickly within a short amount of time. I love that. I do love that. I don't want to see no lumbering older players that are probably like, okay, cool, he still has a game. Anyway.
Nah, see, this is the point.
Well, I was about to say, sorry to cut you off again, but that nostalgia point is just going to last for like one game. Like, wow, Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf. I haven't seen him since like 1992.
Yeah, because he was cursing all the time.
Then I was like, okay, then the next game, like, okay, I seen him, but he's like an old geezer now. So.
Well, see, here's the thing. These days, as we all know, no one is based on teams anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody isn't following teams anymore.
Following players.
Everyone's following players.
Yep.
So if you're following players, it don't matter how old you are, that's still your player. If they had a flag football league and Peyton Manning came in that flag football league and they were promoting it and Bud Light was sponsoring that, how many of y'all would be watching that shit?
I would love to see that.
I would want to see Peyton Manning get hit. So since he's not getting hit, I don't know.
But
I would love to see that because that takes a little more, and I don't know. Football is a different animal.
It's a different animal, but it's still equivalent.
He's a quarterback, though. He only needs to use his arm.
It's equivalent. It's a different sport. Old players playing the same sport they used to play.
But they've done that before. They've done that flag football on, I think it's either Wide World of Sports or one of the old kind of programs. And it was fun as hell. Ex-players were showing up and they was playing flag football. It was fucking fun.
But it wasn't promoted and marketed.
But I got you, because it wasn't part of this genre the popular, that we're doing right now.
Exactly.
It's all for it. These old half in shape, not shape. I remember Allen Iverson just going all out. If he doesn't have that speed and everything like that, I'm kind of like, damn.
In half court, you really don't have to have that speed.
But you want
to
see that because that's what you know him as. You want to see the people as you know them as. Tracy McGrady.
Right.
I want to see them like I knew he was. I want to see these people. And then you see them taking off the court, getting in, like, yo, these old niggas don't need to be on the court. Then you starting to say, damn, man. Anyway, what else is on?
Well,
I'm moving from it.
I guess because he feels the same way about the Spurs, you know, and I guess this whole league is based on the Spurs concept. And for me, like in basketball, I don't see the Spurs as an old team. And I don't see the Big Three. I see the Big Three as potentially to be the summer league. The summer league, you play once a week, you get $100K to play. and you get anything extra for winning. You know what I'm saying? I see it strictly as a summer league. I don't know, man. I just feel like this first game was the start, and when the championship comes, everyone is going to get a better understanding on where it's going to be able to go.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So
we only saying our opinions.
I mean, everyone said the same thing.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
Everyone said the same thing about Lonzo and LeVar. You know, and now that he made it to the Lakers, you know, Lonzo Ball and LeVar Ball.
He spoke into existence.
He's fine.
But what I'm saying,
they were hating. That's fucking hating. That the kid got skills. They were just hating. That has nothing. I'm not hating on old NBA players. I'm saying they're old NBA players, and that's a fact.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
That's a different thing. So that's how I'm looking at it. But me and Shay's pretty much on the same thing. It's nostalgia.
Injuries is injuries. Joel Embiid is not even 22. Mm-hmm. And he only played half of his first two seasons. So I don't know why we're arguing about old men and injuries when injuries happen.
No, I got that. I'm not arguing with old men and injuries. I'm talking about... Do I want to really look NBA, at
old men playing?
Because I like my old players, but I knew what they were,
and
not
I don't
want to
see
are.
Them. Okay,
I knew what they were, not what they are.
See, I totally respect the growth. Yeah. I know that you're not. I know that Monte Ellis isn't the same Monte Ellis as he was with the Golden State Warriors.
So why would you care?
Because I like basketball, because I'm a basketball fan.
But anybody can play basketball.
Yeah,
if you like basketball, you watch basketball. Why see Monte Ellis, that's not who he was, play like a guy?
Because
and I
Monte
got a couple
Ellis,
of guys,
time out. So we don't need to watch Dwayne Wade no more because he isn't as explosive as he was when he was with Miami.
Dwayne Wade can at least still average 20 a game.
Yeah, and he's in the league.
It's not like Allen Iverson, who was like in his mid-40s.
And he's in the league.
And could barely move.
And because somebody sees some value in him. You got me? Those who are out of the league, people don't see value with them.
Clearly, they're on a Big Three league, so someone sees some value in them.
Big Three
that's
league?
That's half-court basketball. It's a glorified pickup game.
It's a promotional thing. They trying to promote something. They want to make money off of this. That's what the reason for it. It's not really valuable. You got American Ninja.
I think it is.
You like American Ninja?
No. American Ninja was fun. That was fun to watch.
See, people like that. I think it's stupid, but people like it.
So people like MMA.
Yeah.
People like UFC.
Yep.
So MMA and UFC is almost the same, right?
Yeah.
So
they getting their ass tore down.
But this is what I'm saying.
Got skills. Is there old people in MMA that you want to see who's probably going to get their ass beat by these younger dudes?
They may have skills. They may have legitimate skills.
But it's not existing. It don't exist.
So you're telling me old men can't beat up young kids?
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
But it's called child abuse. That's what it's called.
So you're saying a 22-year-old cannot get his ass beat by a 38-year-old in an MMA ring?
Oh, no. I think they can.
Okay.
But that doesn't exist, though.
All right, I would have to do some research on that. I can't argue that.
It doesn't exist right now because there's no open element to say, here's a 38-year-old guy and here's a 22-year-old in MMA, and this is what the fight's going to be.
We'll go ahead and wrap it up with this.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's good because it shows you real basketball personally outside of what we're used to seeing on TV.
Go to a pickup game.
You'll see that. Yeah, but I can go to a pickup game or I can watch Steven Jackson win the championship for the Big Three League.
Like 40-something-year-old Steven Jackson.
But, hey, he still got it. You know what I'm saying? But in the long run, he still can play. Okay,
who probably has a beer belly and play.
That doesn't
look
mean,
and just because they're not in the league,
back in my day,
just because they're not in the league doesn't mean they still don't got it.
No, we didn't say they didn't got it. I don't need to see you anymore because I can go to a pickup game and say, That dude's amazing. Why is he not in the NBA?
And see, I'm good with that. I'm good. I want to see them. I don't mind seeing them. I enjoy.
Obviously, there's more people that think about it just like you because it's being done. I just want to see how long it lasts.
How long it lasts.
I just think it's just going to last. Like, people are going to find this cool for a little bit. Then eventually they try to do it for like next year. It's going to get old by the second season. And we're like, yeah, we don't care about this anymore.
Well, it's only 10 weeks long.
They committed to it. It's already paid for. It's going to be 10 weeks.
It's only 10 weeks long. The last 3 weeks are playoffs and championships, or the last 4 weeks is playoffs and championships. So the league isn't that long. You only see them once a week. So that's not that long. You know, so it's not like it's taking a lot of your time. It's not like it's taken away from the NBA. It's not like it's taken away from the college.
No.
It's not taken away from anything.
I don't know. Wait, why are you going with taken away? That has nothing to do with taken away. It has to do with, I don't want to fucking see it. It's okay. Not taken away. It's, I don't want to see that shit. It's I don't want to see it.
Right.
It's nothing to do with, look, don't be offended that this is on. I'm not offended by it. I just don't want to fucking see it.
I was never invested in watching it because I just did not care to watch old geezers play basketball. The only reason I'm going to watch it now is just for the sake of this podcast. Really? That's really the only reason I care to watch it. That's going to make me like, oh, yeah, let me watch it.
Let me watch it. Maybe I was wrong. I don't mind being wrong. You know me. I don't mind being wrong, but I like to validate it.
Right.
And when
I
validate it, I'll be like, yep, just what I thought. This is bullshit. I don't want to see it again. No, you need to see one more.
No. Yeah, you. And see, for me, like I said, man, I like basketball. And I went in there and I seen players that I knew. Yeah. I seen players that I knew, and a lot of them still had their game. So it was good to see that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was a good thing. I didn't see the last two games on it. When I leave, I'm still check. I'm going to look at the whole season, you know, because I want to follow the players. You know, I'm into following the players. I know a lot of the players, so I want to see if they make it through the whole season. You know, and I just think it's going to be I'm going to enjoy it. I like the MTV Rock and Jock Basketball. I like the MTV Rock and Jock Baseball. Like, I don't know why they got rid of those things. You know what I'm saying? I thought the celebrity basketball was good to a point
because it was bullshit. Just because you like it doesn't mean it sells or people care.
Yeah.
But it's okay, man. You like it, though.
But I think that the big three has more than just the face value that you guys are looking at it as.
So, I got you. So, here's what I want to end it on. There's shows, there's movies, mm-hmm. there's games that people want to see. And there's some that people don't want to see.
Right.
When people don't want to see, it get taken off. Whether you like it or not,
right.
Will take that shit off because no one wants to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really valuable. No one cares because no one is watching it.
Right.
But if it's valuable, I've seen shows that I love that they took off. I've seen movies that was rated higher that I thought was trash. I've seen games that I didn't want to see. And then I'll wind up seeing it and be like, God damn, that was an amazing fucking game. I'm glad I saw it. Things aren't always going to be what you think it is.
Right.
But there's a demand for it. And he capitalizes on it, Ice Cube, because one, he was smart enough to know there's going to be 3-on-3 in the Olympics. And let me throw some people that people know about and they'll start looking at it. Shay just said it. Hey, look. Nostalgia. Yeah, that's my man. Oh, that's my man from Houston.
Right.
Oh, it's a Kimne Bukombo or whatever like that. And then they'd be like, oh, and then the next one, it was like, man, look at this old ass. He can't even move around. And then the next team come out, and then you're going to be like, anyway.
It was like, yo, Joe Schmo from 1985 Houston Rockets. I remember we used to do that 360 windmill. Then all of a sudden,
but it's not
going to
be, it's going to be like, hey, Steve Francis, or it's going to be like, hey, Brandon Roy, or it's going to be like, it's going to get more current.
Them dudes definitely ain't playing. Well, they're going to get hurt.
Exactly. I'm just saying, instead of backwards, it's going to be more current players. You're going to be like, oh, and so But I got what both of y'all are saying. I totally get it. You know, it's Harlem Globetrotters.
It's like a gimmick,
on juice. It's Harlem Globetrotters on steroids. Right. That's exactly what y'all are saying. And I get it. I get it. Do you feel like, so you don't feel like it's going to get any juice or boost considering the Olympics is doing a 3-on-3? Or do you feel like the Olympics are going to have to move back to the 5-on-5?
No, I think the 3-on-3 gives a certain highlight from big stars to big stars of another country. It's a grind.
Wait, so the Olympics are not doing 5-on-5 anymore?
Nope. It's an officially been changed to 3-on-3. You didn't hear that?
No, I thought it was in addition to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in addition?
Yeah. I think it's like.
I don't think they're just going to drop the 5-on-5. No. That has so much history.
In addition to.
Okay. All right. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, because I was kind of looking at it right here, and it was just talking about the 3-on-3. It didn't say anything about the 5-on-5. So it was almost like a 3-on-3. It's a good introduction. That's why I say it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick to say, oh, by the way, and the Olympics is going to have a 3-on-3 as well.
Right.
So I think it's a gimmick, and he's trying to take advantage of that. And I don't mind him doing that. That's pretty cool. That's pretty smart. And people are going to be like, okay, but you got 3 more years until the Olympics get in. You're not going to last 3 years.
You don't even think it's going to last the second year then?
No. I think it's a good gimmick for this year. And then when they get the ratings down, if they say we lost money or we got our money already and nobody's looking at it, they'll cut it short.
Okay.
And then it'll show up every now and then or maybe be on YouTube Red. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
if it does continue.
Yeah, if it does continue. I just see it as a gimmick. And good gimmick, but not a lasting gimmick.
Okay.
I don't see it as an official league that it'll expand and get better and better. Because the official is going to be the Olympics. And if the Olympics has the players and the excitement that they think it is, then they're going to come with what we talking about is, you know, you got some high school players that's coming up and you got some college players and we're going to mix them up and you know, they're going to go all at it.
Well,
and it's
going to
be
like, think,
wow, that's exciting.
And see, okay, if it does last, I think the All-Star game going to start doing it. As a piece of the All-Star weekend.
I would like to see that.
You know what I'm saying?
I would love to see
so,
that.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know
because GMs won't want their players getting hurt. So
well, if it's it's an All-Star game. So within the All-Star weekend, instead of the stupid ass fucking passing point guard challenge,
the skills challenge used to be good, like their first iteration. But now they just played it out with putting everybody and anybody in
right.
Like centers, power forwards. Like now it's
so. Let's just say you have you only get 4 teams. So that's 2 teams. So, you know, and you pick
them. Two from the East, 2 from the West.
Yeah, 2 teams from the East, 2 teams from the West, and you pick them. It don't matter what team it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they play their 3-on-3, and then they play the last 3-on-3, and then it's over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And whoever gets the 3-on-3 championship, boom.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Best of three.
I can see that. So,
And not actually the all-stars.
No, not the game. Well,
not the game. No, you don't want that.
Not the game.
No, because GMs don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's not
going
to be the all-stars. It probably could be the bench warmers. I could see that because even an NBA bench warmer is still an exciting
player. Well, not even the bench warmers. The second-year team, second-year players.
Oh, but then
second.
You also got the rookie and sophomore. So.
Right. So, but I can still see that. You know what I'm saying? As an addition to the all-star game because of the Olympics and the big three. You know what I'm saying? If it lasts over 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, so if it looks, maybe I'm if just it, being optimistic.
If it looks differently, I think that'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks different. It's a great format. I'm looking forward to the 3-on-3 of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
3-on-3 of the Olympics, way, way exciting. NBA going to say, we fucking doing it.
Okay.
They will.
If the Olympics.
Because it progressed to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't do anything other than these old motherfuckers going in there, and then they're not really doing anything exciting. And it looks just like Shea was saying,
a regular pickup game
the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like, okay. It's just happened to be people I know.
Yeah. I got you. I can see where y'all coming from.
Got a lot of meh. And then if they play hard and then they get injured because they got fragile bones over 40 years old and shit, they ain't drinking enough milk. Hey, That's fucked up. And they'd be like, man, all these dudes getting injured playing this goddamn game. I don't know. Then they're going to watch it just to see who get injured.
Right. Well,
just like hockey, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, good point. So, yeah, we're going, again, this is just the first game. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
We're going to watch it. Right, Shay?
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
I didn't, like, it's the first one, so, right, you know. Right. Or you can just wait to the championship and watch the championship. That'll probably be the best one to watch.
So, I talk too much shit, so I'm going to go see it. Because I'm not, I don't like talking about something I don't see.
Me too. That's someone to watch it, but yeah. That's really the only reason.
Yeah, I didn't really want to see it, but you know. I don't, it's not that I want to win the argument. I don't like the fact that maybe this is a lot more exciting with my perception of what it is.
Right.
It could be something. I'm like, damn, okay. I see where it's going.
Right.
And it is basketball.
It's still just basketball. And to your point, I mean, to what you were saying when we were starting the basketball, you don't really watch the regular season like that.
Nah, not really.
So.
But based on our podcast, you see what's coming now.
Right.
Because based on how people step up in the playoffs, I didn't know anything about Milwaukee.
Right.
Because
I never
watched them.
Right.
But seeing them in the playoffs, I like to see them play because I want to know. Utah Jazz.
Yeah, you didn't know about the Jazz.
I didn't know about their ass. Mm-hmm. But now that I see where they're at and now the trades and the movement around now, I want to see where they're headed because right now, competitively, where do they stand with a lot of these movements, a lot of the trades, a lot of the drafts, how they building on? You looking at these coaches and how well they do with moving people and developing people.
Right.
This season is going to be really important for Golden State and Cleveland because if they want to just go back and meet each other again, they got to defend. Yeah. They got to defend what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if Cleveland don't win, they don't want nobody else going there but them.
But them, right.
They still got to win.
Right.
Golden State can't take for granted that they got full guns. They can't take that as, we'll step it up in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you fuck around and they get a good system. Coaching is the key. How do I compete? I can find a way. There's ways motherfuckers have found with the coaching. And you got some great coaches that's out there. You got to give them credit. He said D'Antoni.
D'Antoni.
He won for a reason. And they could have beat San Antonio. They could have beat him.
Yeah, they could have. They could have.
But they fucking didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Harden going Casper. I'm going to use that shit. I'm just saying. Anywho.
Gotcha.
I ain't going to beat up your 3-on-3 any longer. So, thanks, gentlemen. Really appreciate good input, good feedback. And any last words, Shay? Anything that we need to be looking at other than that?
We'll just look for the big three. I guess that's it for the NBA free agency. Going to see some big signings. Who knows? Paul George might leave. Hawks are doing a super rebuild. I heard rumors even Dennis Schroeder might be leaving. Wow. So we got to take a look at that.
Wow.
So just check out my podcast, The Unemployed Sports Report, straight from the unemployment line.
You'll
check out the links to SoundCloud. Where you find me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram. So just check it out, DJ Omanera. You're going to see it, so I'm going to spell it for you. So yeah, just check all that out.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Sean, anything?
Yeah, man, just... Yeah, check me out on IG. Stop calling me IG. Stop calling me without the G. And you can catch me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, DJ Activist. Yep, I'm there.
He's right there.
And make sure y'all subscribe, man. Any questions, any comments, you know, subscribe.
Subscribe. BougieBlackBrother.com. BougieBlackBrother.podbean. Get the app. And subscribe. Get the app and subscribe. BougieBlackBrotherPodbean.com. And on iTunes and Google Play, subscribe. Bougie Black Bro, Instagram and Twitter. So appreciate it, guys. Great NBA talk. We got a lot out. Got to see this 3-on-3 crazy shit. And we will be good. Old Car Wax, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.